Dear Diary, nobody understands me. I hate relishing in self-pity or, well, any emotion really, but I had a difficult conversation with my best friend, the Wolfman, last night. He was confused as to why I permit the Bolgards and Mutners and every other monster-hunting clan to operate within Engrave's borders. I told him, in order for ordinary folks to visit here and live here, they have to think we can be defeated. They have to think they can win. The Wolfman called me soft and then finished eating the dude that he was eating. He can be a lot sometimes.
Griffin, I know last episode you accused me of being a Dracula sympathizer, but
yeah.
I've noticed that he never writes a journal, a diary entry that's just like, had a great day today. Feel really good about myself. On
it's
the
a hard
up
life.
And up.
Oh, I'm not a Dracula sympathizer. God, no.
Thank you.
Yeah, like, okay, thank you.
I can't wait for you guys to smoke this dude. But
Yeah. No sympathy.
And can I say now, because—
Please.
This is the 10th one of these we've done, and I've started to have a creeping fear, and I just, like, I want to say it out loud because, like, you know when everybody watched the first season of Lost, and everybody's like, they're in purgatory, right? And the creator's like, nah, I don't know.
Yeah. I'll never tell.
And it's like 10 seasons later, you were right.
But we had you going, didn't we? No.
I want to make sure that you're not, like, hyping us up to not kill Drac. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, at the end, it's like, oh, no, we play chess. And it's like, I don't want, you know what I mean?
I don't want a friend, like, a enemies to lovers kind of deal, you know what I mean? Like,
no,
I'm going to kill Dracula.
I just want it to feel as good as possible when you guys smoke Dracula's ass. Yeah. Lady Godwin, you are, I would say, in a pickle. You are on the steps leading up to the Ungolo, having just faked needing CPR I would say, a pretty big scene. The two equine bodyguards that are standing in front of the tables here in the Ungolo they started out sort of kneeling over you with concern, and now they are, like, standing over you sort of imposingly while Fish Stick cowers behind these tables at the back of the booth a good distance from you. All of this action has attracted the security guard from the booth nearby. A wolf man, slightly smaller in stature, but still, you know, a
that
werewolf.
That must be so weird. Because there's, like, the wolf man.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's just like, if it was like, oh, over there, that's the human.
Yeah.
And that was just like his name that he went by.
Yeah, that would be wild.
The human.
A werewolf comes over and snarls and says, is there a problem here?
Hey, I want to ask a question, Griffin.
Please shoot.
It's been bugging me for a week now.
Yeah.
I feel like when I tried to get Fish Stick to do a body shot with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you established that we were in a magical good vibes spell.
Yes.
And I feel like he should have had to roll like with disadvantage to resist a body shot when the vibes are also clean.
The vibes are.
What do you think about that?
That's so interesting, Justin. Let me speak on that.
Isn't that? I thought Griffin will find this compelling.
Yeah. No. No. This is very much a sort of communication spell that is allowing all of these different members of the animal kingdom to converse with each other, but it is mostly a suppression field for their latent animal instincts to, say, devour one another. It is not a sort of social lubricant. That is not the focus of the spell. One of the equine bodyguards says,
yeah, this woman was, I don't know, she tried to lick fish stick, and then, fell down, and then said she required CPR, but wouldn't let us do it.
I think she wants to kiss fish stick.
The security guard goes, is that true, ma'am?
There's been a misunderstanding. I tried to get Fishstick to do a chill body shot with me, and he rebuffed me, which is fine. And then I said I needed CPR, which stands for cool people, really, because he is not a cool person. So, and I bought enough drinks for everyone, and he rebuffed me, and frankly, I was hurt.
Okay, well, first of all, you didn't buy those shots. I saw you on the security cameras. The bartender provided them gratis in exchange for a puppet. I can't hear what goes on out there, but it looks like you sold him a puppet in exchange for some shots. But the other thing is, cool people really? Why did you fall down then if you needed cool people really?
I was so saddened
that you
by being rebuffed.
Okay.
It took the wind right out from my feet, as one says.
Give me a deception check, please. And this is going to need to be, I'm going to 15 or above for this to even work a little bit, I would say.
Well, I got a 9.
A 9. Unsuccessful. The security guard says, all right, ma'am, I'm going to have to escort you off the premises. We get lots of people here trying to kiss fish stick every week. He's pretty famous, so...
Okay. All right. Fishstick.
Fishstick is cowering behind the table and kind of peeks his eyes up over the edge of it.
You turned me into a horse, lady, and I don't like it!
Okay. Give
direct
me...
Direct approach.
Yeah, very, very direct. First of all, give me an insight check as you shout that out loud.
18,
great. With an 18, it's loud in here, but I will say everyone within maybe a 20-foot radius of you turns and glowers at you. It's somewhat incensed by this statement you have just shouted in the middle of a wear club. Fishstick squints his eyes, looks at you, and says,
"Were you the one on the... on the wagon this morning or yesterday?"
"I was, yes. And I was bitten and turned into a werehorse, which I, frankly, was rather rude. I have always thought that the were-creatures were noble and kind, and I've always considered joining your ranks, frankly. But to have that choice thrust upon me, to become a werehorse when I could be a quite suitable werewolf. You're quite beautiful. What a noble creature the werewolves are.
You need
are.
To pick a... Ma'am, you need to pick a gambit here.
You could pick a... I'm telling you, this is the truth. I was bitten by him, and I want him to undo it so I can choose the werecreature that I prefer.
And I feel you, but also trying to seduce me in the middle of that sort of... maneuver, it seems wrong-headed. It might
that
just...
wasn't a maneuver.
Okay. Fishstick, I'm trying to think if this is a check. No, I don't think so. Fishstick stands up, and he hikes up his pants, showing the wound that you gave him, and he says,
"But I didn't want to get my leg chopped by an axe."
That's it. That's, of course. And if I could unchop you, Lord knows I would.
Okay, I appreciate that. So, I don't really feel inclined to do you any favors there, since you did maim me.
I tend to listen to people who've maimed me pretty good.
give me an intimidation check.
Now that I got a plus two in, which is gonna make that a 10.
The
least funny roll.
Yeah, the most normal roll. Now, I with a 10, Fishstick rolls down his pants and says,
this is gonna mess with my choreography tomorrow in the music video I'm shooting. You could have ruined my career. Get her out of here.
The security guard is going to start leading you away. Do you go along?
Tell me about the security guards again.
It's just one right now. The bodyguards are going to stay put. They're not going to leave Fishstick behind. But the werewolf here is going to gently sort of put a hand on your arm and try to lead you towards the entrance.
Fishstick.
Yeah?
Look at me. Look. I'm trying, Fishstick. I'm trying. This is not the life, not the body I ever intended. And I was just starting to get the slightest bit comfortable. And you come and thrust this upon me, this werehorse part of this whole situation. I'm trying to become accustomed to. I will ask once more, please. Please.
Give me a persuasion check. We're looking for a 15 or above.
Nope!
And the werewolf takes your arm. And now a little bit more forcefully.
I bite the werewolf's arm.
What the fuck?
I don't know if that's anything.
Here's the issue. You can't attack other animal beings in here. Now, I will say that Crawford did get bit, but Crawford was a human before. Hold on, I'm working through the logistics of this spell.
Well, I was also, not to help you, but I was a willing participant in the bite.
That is true. That is true. Okay, you can bite this werewolf, but not to a degree that, like, breaks skin or anything.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You're just doing your job. Thought it might be something.
A second security guard from the back of the room sees this and moves over and is like,
"Ma'am, we need to get you out of here."
No, I quite understand. You're trying to have a nice evening.
Yeah. And also, you bit him, and you've been trying to convince that man to let you do a body shot off of you for about 10 uninterrupted minutes. So I think it is time to dip.
Well, I do need to reclaim my puppet.
Mutt.
Yeah.
You have just sent off the Goldfish Squadron on some sort of mission to aid you.
Yeah.
And you feel your veins coursing with just pure kitty cat energy.
Mm-hmm.
As you approach the door to the Wolfman's office. Again, a sort of heavy wooden door, much more sort of ornate and fancy than a lot of the pseudo-futuristic trappings of this nightclub. What do you do?
I give it a little bit of the old shave and a haircut.
You hear a really loud, deep growl come from inside just behind the door, and then you hear a voice say, "It's all right, let him in."
I walk in.
Okay. You see, sitting at a desk, the Wolfman. The Wolfman is...
Does he sound like Wolfman Jack?
Is it Wolfman
hey,
Jack?
Brother. It's me, the Wolfman.
I don't know.
Fall the Wolfman.
I don't think I know who that is.
That's amazing.
Wolfman Jack?
That's amazing.
Out of this family.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh.
Dad, do you feel like a failure right now?
Yes, I feel like a tremendous failure.
Wait,
I have
now?
Not
now? This is it?
Yeah.
Not before
this
now.
This was the moment.
You saw the amiibo thing, right, Dad?
Griffin ate a banana the wrong way and got famous for it. And you were like, oh, my boy.
Hurts so bad.
I know you watched American Graffiti with me.
I didn't. I've never
George
seen
Lucas classic.
Now, Dad, none of us did.
Wolfman Jack, baby. Hey, baby, it's me, no. Wolfman Jack.
Please.
I'm actually starting to feel like maybe I don't know who Wolfman Jack is the more you do it.
Okay. Yeah, no, yeah, I mean, this, yeah, okay. If this is what you want to, if this is what you want to headcanon the Wolfman as, that's fine. That works for me. The Wolfman is sitting at a desk next to a couple of screens showing CCTV cameras positioned all around the nightclub. He's got eyes and ears all over. He can also see out into the bar here. The wall here on the south side of the room is overlooking the sort of stage area, and DJ Thumbs is his little DJ booth and the dance floor and everything. Big window overlooking. Also seated across a long sort of couch on that wall, you see a big were-tiger who is the one who made that loud roaring noise you heard through the door earlier. He is just kind of sitting, lounging, reading a magazine. And the Wolfman is looking over some spreadsheets on his desk, looking very sort of harried. No pun intended, but that was a bad one. And he gestures you over while sort of crunching the numbers here.
Yeah, Mr. Wolfman, the risk is sounding, pun intended, sheepish. Is it Wolfman? Do I just call you Wolfman? You got, like, is that a nickname? Is it, like, Harvey Wolfman? Like, what am I looking at here? How do I address you?
My real name is Chester.
Okay.
Just kidding. Call me the Wolfman.
All right, the Wolfman.
Come on over. Take a seat.
Well, my name's Crawford Muttner. You can call me Mutt. Everybody does.
Oh, I'm familiar.
Okay, I'm familiar with your work as well, sir.
Are you going to yell at me from across the room, or are you going to come take a seat?
No, I'm going to come take a seat.
Okay.
One second, I've just got to finish tabulating this column.
Of course, it's, business.
It's hard, you know, running a woodland nightclub for a bunch of sort of woodland creatures who don't have any money or know what money is or how it works.
Yeah, and I bet the supplies
what are
is tough
balance
too.
Books like
the overhead is killing me, Mutt. Okay, I just finished. 9 was the answer. What can I do you for, Mutt?
I'll lay it to you straight. A couple things. One. My friend needs to buy a horse.
Don't we all, baby?
Yeah, you know how that is. So she ain't a werehorse no more. And I need to know the whereabouts, once again, no pun intended, of the one they call Dracula. Oh, and also, if you got a lead on the Invisible Man, that would be a huge bonus. You know the Invisible Man?
Oh, the Invisible Man, huh? There is a hatred that dwells in his heart. The likes of which I have never seen in man nor beast.
A real piece of shit, right?
I mean, he's got his reasons, don't you think?
Oh, I didn't know that he had like a haunted backstory or nothing.
Griffin, Taz is about shared world building.
Yeah.
And in the shared world that we've built, the Invisible Man is universally considered to be a dick. You can't change it, unfortunately. Yeah.
It's weird that the Wolf Man thinks otherwise. He...
No, it's just, you can't... The canon.
So it's a plot point.
Maybe the Wolf Man chooses to see the best in people.
I would sooner believe he walks on the ceiling, guys. I mean, it's magic is all well and good, but he's just the piss.
He stands up from the desk and he walks over to the window overlooking the club. And he says,
"Listen, it is only by the grace of the sort of kitty cat vibe you are now pulling off, which I assume you did acquire on the premises.
Quite recently, yeah.
From Mr. Mistopheles out there, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't kiss and tell."
He points to the camera, the screen, showing the camera.
Oh, yeah,
like,
he bit me. Yeah.
It is only because of that you are still alive and in one piece.
Okay.
Two of us can't fight in here.
which is honestly probably fortunate for you. I don't know if you saw the tiger on the table.
Yeah, no, I did. And I was going to yell at it while you did business.
Oh, but I would not recommend that, my friend.
Okay.
He gestures down to the dance floor.
I'm so sorry. That's an excellent point. Where, tiger? I didn't catch your name.
I don't like to tell people.
Oh, okay. Shy. I get that.
No, I promise you won't laugh.
Yeah, of course I promise, man.
Travis, I need you to instantly recruit this character so it always has to be in it.
Yeah, so we blow Griffin's voice for the rest of his life. Yeah.
I could do this all day.
Really?
You promise you won't laugh.
Yeah, of course, man.
It is Tony.
Oh, I love that. Why would that be funny to me?
There's a serial guy.
There is, huh?
Yeah, pretty famous.
I'm not so much into kind of the trappings of modern capitalism. Yeah. I make my own cereal out of dried jerky. It's a meat-based cereal. They don't make that a lot. That's kind of where I'm at.
He goes back to his magazine.
What are you reading?
Highlights.
Oh, yeah? Are you more of a goofus or a gallant? Where are you at?
You better hope I'm a gallant today.
I do. You need any help with the,
that's
like,
hard line,
spot, right? The differences between the pictures kind of deal? I love
Wolfman. The Wolfman fucking walks back to behind his desk and starts working on paperwork. Let me know when you're done.
Okay, yeah. I got at least another 20 minutes with this Tiger Man.
Yeah, okay. You sit down to help the Tiger Man solve his highlights puzzles. Give me an intelligence check, Travis.
Okay. Wasn't anticipating.
Yeah, well, you say shit, you do shit.
It's a six.
I'm befuddled. Yeah. Man, these things are stumpers.
You're really bad at this.
Yeah, I know that. Oh, you know what? This was an ad. I think that was the problem. I was trying to find the differences, and it was just one picture.
You were trying to spot the differences in an ad for Universal Studios.
It's one picture. Yeah, that one's on me, man. Yeah, I've never done one of these before. I was just trying to impress you because you seem so cool, Tony.
I don't want to do this anymore.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go back to talking to the Wolfman now.
Welcome back to the
Sacrament. Yeah, good to be back. So anyways, you was going to tell me where Dracula was and then convince Big Horse down there and let my friend bite him, if I remember correctly what was happening.
Let me try my exposition again. He stands up and walks over to the window. Yeah.
I forgot I interrupted you.
He says, your friend's going to have some trouble biting anyone in here, mm-hmm. as you know. Yeah. Or maybe you don't. This place is built on a natural wellspring of good vibe energy, a peace funked underneath that dance floor.
Okay.
He gestures to the glass dance floor where you can see the shimmering water beneath.
Oh, boy.
He says, I'm not going to tell you where Dracula is because I think that what you do is detestable.
Oh, okay.
He looks out at the, you know, blend of different animal species sort of counted here.
Uh-huh.
And he says, you know, Crawford, nature.
Call me Mutt. Everybody calls me Mutt.
Oh, fine. Mutt, call me Chester.
Just okay. Kidding. Okay.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Nature's got an order, you know, and usually the wolves devour the sheep devour the, well, I guess just grass. Not so much a circle of life, that one, as much as a...
Well, then the wolf dies and fertilizes the grass. That's the circle.
I forget about that part, because I cannot die or be killed.
Yeah, it's a bummer. I mean, I don't like to think about it either, man, but that is how the circle works, you know what I mean? Yeah,
that's a good point, Mud.
Dust
anyway,
to dust and whatnot.
You think that the sheep looks at the wolf and says, that's an evil guy right there.
No, I don't think that.
Yeah, and so you're kind of monster hunters. You're just going around thinking you're doing virtuous deeds when all you're doing is fighting back against the programming of whatever sort of curse or, you know, genetics they've got going on. Do you remember your first hunt, Mutt?
Yeah, of course I do, man.
What was it?
Oh, sorry. I thought it was rhetorical. I was 4 years old, went out with my daddy to, we was looking, it was, there was a wounded
chupacabra. It had been wounded, and we tracked it, put it down out of its misery.
And you were four?
Yeah, man.
Shit, man. That's intense, dude.
Yeah, Mondays start early, man. It's family business.
Okay, well, I'll be honest with you, Mutt. When I started in on this story, I did not expect it to be quite that dark. But
well, here's the thing, man. You misunderstand. You got me confused with the Bolgard. Bolgards do it for glory. They hunt for fun. They do it for that. That ain't me, man. I hunt for necessity. I do it to supply things to people who need them for spells and charms and whatnot. I don't overhunt. I only do it when either something is threatened or the population starts to grow out of control. I'm more of like a monster tracker, my dude. I don't do it for like fun and shit.
I gotta say though, it is pretty awesome that Mutt's trying to cast himself as a good guy, but at the same time, he's like, and yeah, sometimes I'll kill a hummingbird and just tell it like, hey, I need it for spells.
Yeah, man. Well, you're the one talking about the fucking you eat the sheep because you're hungry for sheep. When somebody needs something, you gotta feel it. You need something? That's a responsibility.
So tell me then why you need to kill Dracula. What is your virtuous reason for that?
Oh, okay. Well, you see, I'm the last living male Muttner. Hmm. And so, like 28 or something of my kin been killed recently. And I need to settle down, but I can't do that. Well, two reasons, really. I want to marry this woman, and I need to impress her, you know, and I think kicking Dracula's ass will do that. And then also, I promised my brother Rusty when he got murdered by the Invisible Man, who's a real piece of shit. I don't care what
he's got his reasons.
All right, yeah, I don't want to hear it. I promised my brother Rusty that I would kick Dracula's ass and take his teeth. Now, here's the thing, Wolfman. You and I both know Dracula don't stay dead. I don't see why this is bothering you at all. I kick his ass. I take his teeth. I marry the girl. I show up the ball guards, which I think you would like. I get to retire, which I think you would like.
Oh, that has no bearing on me. But sorry, I'm just blown away by the heroism and the conservationism of your intent towards Dracula. It is so noble to want to kill him.
I can tell you're being like a sarcastic piece of shit right now, and I don't need that energy fucking up the vibe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah. Look at where you are right now.
Okay.
And think about, yes, but in the middle of a nightclub of were-creatures.
Uh-huh.
Maybe just think about the tone that you are striking to the Wolfman.
Okay, I thought I was being pretty chill.
Yeah. Look, I can't kill you.
Oh, cool.
As much as I would like to. But I don't actually think I need to.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Make a perception check, first of all.
15 total.
15 total. Okay, then this is going to be a pretty even encounter here. You hear at the last second that the were-tiger has creeped up on the chair behind you. He is going to throw a couple of ropes around you and try to bind you to the chair. Let's make a contested strength check, please.
Okay. You sure it's not dexterity?
Yeah.
Because I'm good at that.
Yeah.
Okay. I got a 17. No adjectives. A natural farm-to-table 17.
Okay, that does not beat the 19.
God damn it, Griffin. Got.
He wraps you up real tight in these ropes, and you feel yourself securely tied down. The Wolfman says, I don't gotta kill you, just I think maybe I could just wait you out for the next 2 days until you permanently turn into this thing that you seem to hate so much. So,
what is that hate? Who said, who, what of what I've just said? God damn it!
The Wolfman walks over and opens up a closet and pulls out a keytar.
He walked away from me?
Yeah.
Mutt is gonna run backwards towards the big window and attempt to smash through it chair first.
Okay. Okay, this is going to be a couple things here.
Uh-huh.
I think, oh man, give me an acrobatics check.
19 plus 4, 23.
Yeah, all right.
Hard to deny.
Immediately that. Stand up. The Wolfman is mid-sentence like, I got a solo to go play with DJ Thumbs, and I got, what the f-? And you stand up and run backwards towards the window. We're going to freeze frame it right there.
Guys, I got a mattress from Lisa, the luxury hybrid, and it is changing my life. First, I'm just going to tell you, first of all, it lays flat like this.
Yeah.
A lot of beds that I have had in the past are at a 45-degree angle or worse, Dracula style, 180.
Yeah.
So the Lisa mattress is flat, which we love. The next
that
thing,
is 180. I do just want to say that the flat is 180.
It's way longer than my body.
Okay.
A lot of beds, my head and feet dangle off of them like a child, like Will Ferrell in the film Elf.
Yeah.
The elf beds. This is not like that. This bed is bigger than my body, which is incredible.
Is it thin like a tissue?
No. No. It's comfortable like a million tissues.
Whoa.
Sorry, it says here, don't compare it to a million tissues. No. It's got aerated... It's got aerated foam channels and an ultra breathable dual spring system. It's like sitting in between the balance of foam and spring. It's like living in the middle,
in the mid space.
It's the perfect balance. The in the shadow lands. And it can keep you cool. They got a chill hybrid too. If you want to go a little bit cooler,
like
advanced
me,
advanced cooling, luxury quilt top. If you want, exactly.
I'm a chill hybrid.
Yeah,
you're a chill hybrid.
Yeah, half Travis, half electric.
Go to Lisa.com for 20% off mattresses, plus get an extra $50 off with promo code ADVENTURE, exclusive for our listeners. That's Leesa.com, promo code ADVENTURE for 20% off mattress, plus an extra $50 off. Support our show and let them know we sent you after checkout. Lisa.com, promo code ADVENTURE.
And check this out.
That's
pretty good, Griffin.
Thanks. I'm a big boy. I need tempo. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the advertisements here on the Adventure Zone. I'd like to tell you about Tempo.
And with us is special guest, J.K. Simmons. Not my tempo.
Well, no.
It's not my tempo.
Have him say, that is my tempo.
Oh, that is my tempo. Okay, now J.K.,
Make him say, Griffin's the best.
And Griffin's also the best. Give me pictures of Spider-Man.
You didn't tell him to say that. That was you.
He's
doing
on the
voice.
Headphones.
Okay.
He's got his own cans. He brought them from home.
Okay.
He's a professional.
Why you guys like this?
What do you
mean?
Can
you just do a normal advertisement? Can you do a normal ad?
Okay. So, I'm a busy guy, and so is Travis. He knows J.K. Simmons. So, when you're busy and you're on the go and you want to eat good food, but you only have, 2 minutes to heat it up, you can still have really yummy stuff thanks to Tempo. This is my tempo. I'm talking about Tuscan bacon mushroom chicken.
Ooh.
I'm talking about 5-spice glazed chicken thighs.
Yeah, yes.
They got seafood options. They got chili shrimp rice bowl. They got so many stuff. They got protein pack stuff. They're always swapping around the menu, so you can always try out new stuff, and it all tastes really good. And you can get it ready really, really fast.
And even J.K. Simmons likes it. He's the pickiest eater I know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. He has really specific tastes, and there is a special J.K. Simmons only menu on Tempo.
Yeah, I eat pictures of Spider-Man.
If you go to tempomeals.com, you'll see an option that'll be the special J.K. Simmons menu. When you click on it, it says, "Are you J.K. Simmons?" It's like a captcha. It'll be "Are you J.K. Simmons?" And it tests you. And if it's not, then it'll be like, "Get the fuck out of here." Get the fuck out of here. This is for JK only, it says.
Wow. So for a limited time, Tempo is offering my listeners 60% off your first box. Go to tempomeals.com/adventure. That's tempomeals.com/adventure for 60% off your first box. tempomeals.com/adventure. Rules and restrictions may apply. Hey, a couple of quick announcements, too, before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now. It's a choose your own adventure. Go to bit.ly/GriffinStowaway and get all the information there or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great, too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show.
Back for another game.
You know it.
What's going on?
Just one more week till Max Fun Drive.
Hard to believe. It's been a heck of a year since the last one. We're now a worker-owned co-op. We raised $50,000 for charity last year.
And we've added a bunch of awesome new shows. But do you think we're ready to do it again?
Absolutely. Lovely new gifts are lined up. The episodes will be amazing, and wait till everyone hears the bonus content.
Yeah, plus they know to go to MaximumFun.org/newsletter, so they're getting all the news. Oh, like that meetup day is on Thursday, March 21st.
Then what's bothering you?
Me? Oh, nothing. We're all set for Max Fun Drive to start on Monday, March 18th. I just didn't want you to see this coming. Check.
What? Hang on!
Most of the plants humans eat are technically grass.
Most of the asphalt we drive on is almost a liquid.
The formula of WD-40 is San Diego's greatest secret.
Zippers were invented by a Swedish immigrant love story.
On the podcast Secretly Incredibly Fascinating, we explore this type of amazing stuff.
Stuff about ordinary topics like cabbage and batteries and socks.
Topics you'd never expect to be the title of the podcast. Secretly Incredibly Fascinating.
Find us by searching for the word secretly in your podcast app.
And at MaximumFun.org.
We'll freeze frame it right there, right before you smash through the glass. And back sure, up sure. Just a little bit as... Brother Philo, you are awake. You have regained your faculties inside of this sort of ready room next to the bar after having just fended off a sort of psychic assault from Van Helsing. You were able to grab hold of your tangible ties to this puppet body that you are in, and you feel Van Helsing slipping away until he is gone. You see no traces of him left in here. What do you do?
Is it fair to say that Philo could hear what was going on out in the main bar? I mean, it's just a door.
Yes, but it is also a nightclub out there, so I don't know that you would be able to pick up on this conversation happening with Lady Godwin over there, but if you want to, poke your head out or find some other way to kind of like, do a little bit of scouting, then that is fine.
Okay. Philo, little cute Pinocchio Philo, comes bursting out of the storage room and presents to all that can hear.
Now, hold on. When you're talking about animals, Dad, you can't say that he presents to them. That's a much different thing.
Yeah, he's peacocking.
Right. Okay. Just comes bursting out of the storage room and says, "Well, the doctor is in the house."
Oh, boy.
"Yes, it's me, Abraham Van Helsing."
I'm busy.
And he kind of scopes out the situation.
Uh-huh. Now
scopes it out.
Now he's like, now to see what I'm doing.
Okay, on the other end of the room, you see Lady Godwin being escorted back towards the entrance by two werewolf security guards. You also see that there's only a few creatures on the dance floor that seem to have heard this gambit over the loud EDM that DJ Thumbs is pumping into the party as he is wont to do. A couple of creatures come over, including a swarm of bats. The bartender comes over and walks through a little hatch on the side of the bar and is like, hey, is this part of the show? Is this part of the act?
No, my friend, I have inhabited the body of this little puppet.
because I somehow intrinsically felt that there was someone here who needs the help of his doctor. And I am, of course, a doctor, Dr. Abraham Van Helsing.
Dad, sorry, Griffin, can I pull you over here for a second?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How much of this gambit was because you wanted to show off your absolutely rocking German accent?
Well, it may have been
Austrian.
Dutch. It's actually my Anthony Hopkins imitation. It's just not
it's,
very good.
It's pretty good. I think
it's pretty good. And
you got Tony Hopps dead to rights, dude.
Yeah, I've done way stupider things to show off a thing I can do. So I think you're doing a great job. I just wanted to check in with you. Get back out there. I love that. Hey, Griffin, you're not over here.
I want to be, though.
Dad, I just want you to know I'm really proud of you, and you're doing a great job in this episode so far.
Show me a performance check, please.
He already showed it to you, Griffin.
Yeah, he did it with his words and actions.
I think I demonstrated exactly what I was doing with the performance.
It's very, it's giving Freud.
It's hitting Freud.
It's a little Freud.
It's hurtling. A little. Sorry, Dad. A little Freud?
Hey, Dad, you're hurtling young Frankenstein. You've got to be careful.
It's very torturous.
Well, how about a 16?
All right.
I think that should do well.
Yeah.
Madeline Kahn is edging out Van Helsing for ownership of your body.
Okay, with a 16, one of the security guards says, oh, shit, did he just say that's Van Helsing? He's going to peel off of Lady Godwin and come over to where you're at. And he sort of gestures the bartender aside and says, sorry, did you say you're Van Helsing? Because you are wicked a puppet.
Yeah, I know. Well, as you may know, I have been in spirit form haunting the back room. And
why would I know? What you just said is so wild, dude. Like,
how
why would
you not know there was a ghost in the back room? Of course you would know that the ghost of Van Helsing.
Ghosts hey, aren't
Dad,
real,
Dad,
dude.
Can I pull you over here for a second, Dad?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The ghost wasn't in the background, Dad. The ghost was in the puppet. You know that, right?
No. Well, yeah, but I mean, when he encounters the ghost, he was in the back room.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Ghosts aren't real, bro.
Well, you are entitled to your opinion, and I think there's something in your id that may be, you know, steering you in this direction. Which one of you is fish cake? Fish cake?
Fish stick.
Fish stick? Yes, which one did you use fish stick?
Fish stick hears someone say his name in an implacable accent and walks to the edge of the bungalow to look over and see what's going on.
Fish stick, something is calling out to me about you. That you need a healer. You need... there's something that you, an injury, something that is really, you know, bothering. I see that you have a bit of a limp.
All right. Are you trying to persuade Fishstick to let you come and heal him?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a persuasion check.
Are you also trying to sway them that Van Helsing is a medical doctor?
And a puppet. Van Helsing is a medical
doctor. Van Helsing has... listen, he is a... what do they call it? A polyglot? He's got all the letters.
Yeah, that's what they call
letters.
It.
I cannot polygraph. Get out of this voice.
Yes, I know, which is why we must roll.
I am doomed. All right, here we go. Persuasion?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. This will not be good. A nat 20! Octolieber!
Okay.
Octolieber!
Okay. He's not German. I can't stress this enough.
This is my Swiss.
No, you're from Vienna?
Holy shit. Yeah. The werewolf, it, like, steps out of the way, like, holy shit, get over there, man! and Fishstick comes down the stairs, like, oh no, I don't want to die. Help me, doctor! And the two bodyguards hold his arms supportingly, like,
you're gonna be okay, man. You're gonna get through this.
And he pulls out his wounded leg, and Fishstick says, you're sure that you're a medical doctor? Because you look like a marionette puppet.
Well, yeah, I know, but the spirit inside me is impelling me to heal you, because I feel like if I heal your wounded leg, it will heal your wounded heart, where Lady Godwin is concerned, And I think that you could perhaps forgive her enough to allow her to bite you. But first, let's do the healing.
Okay.
And he casts Healing Word.
Okay.
Oh, no. Cure Wounds.
Ooh.
Cure Wounds.
Even better. So, at this point, the other security guard that was leading you out, Lady Godwin, has stopped and is now, you know, sort of has a hand on you, but is watching this scene like, I desperately want to see how this plays out.
So another thing could be, hi, I'm a magic puppet. If you let her bite you, I'll fix your leg.
Yeah, but that was not as much fun to play. As a matter of fact, I think I want to keep doing this character.
Okay, roll for Cure Wounds.
Cure Wounds? Yeah. I cast Cure Wounds. And it's,
Man, if Baldur's Gate is telling me anything, that spell is worthless.
Yeah.
A 4 plus 3, that's a 7.
Okay. You...
And surely that would heal his wounded leg.
You hit him with 7, and he looks down, and he's like, oh, I do feel a bit better, though. And he tries to stand up, and his knee kind of buckles a little bit. He's like, nope, damn it! Well, my choreography's going to be so messed up!
Well, it will be better than it was before.
That's
perhaps. Perhaps you could reach deep in. You will continue to heal.
I thought you were going to do like doctor stuff to me.
Well, that was. I could. Let me see if I have some salve. No, you know what I do have. I have a healing elixir in addition to this. A healing elixir that I created 3 episodes ago.
Okay. Cool.
You regain a number of hit points equal to 2d4 plus my intelligence modifier.
I mean, sure, I'll try.
He's gotta be wondering what that is, though, huh?
Yeah. You're gonna let me drink that sure. Drink that normal and not try to drink it off your body, right?
Oh. Well, it only works if you drink it off another rare creature's body. I don't make That's the insane. Rules. I just followed.
Give me you made the, but you made the elixir. You told him you made it 3 episodes ago, so you do make the rules. It sounds
so.
Great.
Give me a deception check for this, just increase snowballingly wild sort of move you're trying here.
That's all right. I will try. Well, that's not so good. That's a 6.
I think this guy's in league with the horse lady.
Oh, here, just drink the damn elixir, will ya?
He is, I'm gonna need another persuasion. I think he is definitely wary of you after, sort of sensing your intention here.
It was a joke. Yeah. It was a silly little place. All right, here we go. Another persuasion. Shit, the beds, that's a 5.
No, I don't want to drink that. Thank you. Thank you so much. In fact, maybe, security, do you think you could,
this security guard is gonna say like,
I gotta say, I'm super disappointed. I do not even think you are the actual Abraham Van Helsing. I am hurt.
That's screw you.
I'm okay. Let's go, buddy.
He places a paw on you to lead you out of the nightclub. And as he does, you hear the sound of shattering glass. Mutt.
Yeah.
You are
totally fine.
Totally great.
I'm picturing like one of the scenes from Snatch, you know what I mean? Where Brad Pitt has just been knocked out.
Yeah.
Calm down.
You go sailing over the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And as you land, you gave me an acrobatics check to get up and smash through the window and go falling. I think this is going to need to be another acrobatics check to see how good of a job you sort of land this.
With advantage.
No, sir. Why?
Oh, really? Because of my cat-like reflexes.
Fuck.
Cats, I don't know if you know this, Griffin, always land on their feet.
When they're tied to chairs? Are you sure about that, dog? Are you sure about I'm not that?
Hey, Griffin, why would you ever tie a cat to a chair, you...
Yeah, you monster.
I will give you advantage on this check for that reason alone.
Acrobatics?
If you see this as a fucking cheat code and you're like, I'm going to stay a kitty cat forever so I can
I'm not going to stay a kitty cat forever.
Okay, cool. Right, you will reap the whirlwind of that. I think we all know
that. So 16 plus 4, that's a gentleman's 20.
Okay.
And an 11. So I'm going to go with the gentleman's 20.
Okay. You are going to take some damage. You manage to land this perfectly on the rolling wheels of this office chair. You land on the stage, and as you do so, DJ Thumbs looks up from his booth and looks very, very confused. You are going to take 4 points of slashing damage from the glass that you have just smashed through. Otherwise, you have landed this move very successfully. As you do that, the wolf man is going to run over to the now smashed in window and yells, "Somebody stop him!" And
smoking!
But Philo and Godwin, you now see basically all eyes on the stage as your friend and co-conspirator, Crawford Muttner, has smashed through the window tied to a chair. Let's say, Godwin, what do you do first? You haven't gone.
Okay. There are... So I just got one... Oh, man. I was really trying to play this cool.
Yeah.
We're past that point.
I know. It really feels that way. All right. Well, I look at the bodyguard holding me, and I say, you know, as I understand it, it's a spell... restrains my animal nature. The bad news for you is the horse is my nice side. And then I attack with my axe.
Okay, so this is a stretching of the convention. If you want to attack this person with a weapon with intent to harm them, you're going to need to make a wisdom saving throw to see if that action can even take place. If you want to do some other form of less sort of aggressive, less violent, interaction here, you would not have to roll that wisdom saving throw. But
I'll tell you what, me understanding that, I'll just give a hard shove.
Yes,
to free myself.
I think that
to disengage.
That is okay. Cool. Yes. Give me a strength check against the security guard. I'll roll it too. Saving throw. I got a nat 1 on that roll.
Oh, my God. I had a 3 plus 3, 6.
Okay. You're able to shove the werewolf away. He sort of trips backwards over his own feet. He was not looking at you. He was looking at what happened on the stage just there, so he was not ready for this action.
Is that still falling? Is he dangling?
He's on the stage. He's landed it perfectly on the rolling wheels of this office chair. He is just still bound to the office chair.
Okay.
You are unencumbered now.
Can I say something to DJ Thumbs?
Yeah, sure.
DJ Thumbs! Crank that slam music! You know he loves
crank
it.
Crank that slam music?
That
crank
music that people have been slam dancing to? Whatever it is, Mud doesn't know what it is.
Slam.
But
they call sure it slam with two M's. Slam.
DJ Thumb's going to know what it is. He loves that slam dancing music.
I am going to go ahead and get a t-shirt that says crank that slam music. Just warning
DJ
you
Thumbs,
guys.
Crank that slam music.
DJ Thumbs, crank that slam music.
Give me. Here's the thing, Travis. Here's the thing. Which one I'm going to give you. DJ Thumb so desperately wants to crank that slam music.
Of course he does.
It is flashback. Wolfman is it's opening. They're about to open the doors. He comes over to the DJ booth and he's like, "Listen, DJ Thumbs, I'm not going to tell you this again. Do not encourage the slam dancing with this slam music you love so much." And DJ Thumbs is like, and Wolfman's like, "I don't want to hear it. It's bad for the glass dance floor with the peace font underneath it. We cannot let people splash around in there like it's a wonderful life." DJ Thumbs is like, and he's very, very sad. He so badly wants to do this. He doesn't want to lose his job and also be devoured by the Wolfman. I need a persuasion check. I want to see a 10 or higher on that dice, please.
Oh, that's a natural 9.
Ah!
Does someone want to aid him?
Well, we'll see. I'm kind of doing my thing.
That's true.
To convince DJ Thumbs to crank the music?
To crank that slam music.
No, I think I'll save my I'll save my heart and mind for just do it, you wimp.
Okay, roll again with advantage. Now DJ Thumbs feels pressure from the audience.
Slam, slam, slam.
Oh my god. Slam. I'm just gonna keep rolling until it succeeds. Just keep. No, it's not meant to be.
Yeah, DJ Thumbs really doesn't want to play that slam music. He looks down at his hands, shake trembling, and he just looks up at you with a tear in his eye, and he just shakes his head no.
I pick up Jennifer.
Okay.
And I attack the ground.
Attack the glass?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me an attack roll. Where are you attacking from? Are you standing on the outside of the glass, sort of smashing it, or are you like trying to get the middle?
No, I'm not directly on it. I'm off and smashing it to try to get to the peace farm.
Okay. Then give me an attack roll. Gonna need to be pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. Oh, that should do it.
Jesus, please, this guy's not a great plus time 5? To start beefing it.
Yeah, man.
This glass is so thick. You try to...
It sounds like it.
You try to smash your great axe into it with a 2 plus 5 is 7 is insufficient. Security... You're going to attract, actually, another security guard.
Griffin, I've got it.
Yeah?
DJ Thumbs, please crank that slam music.
DJ Thumbs.
Hire you to DJ my wedding. DJ and I'll protect you from the Wolfman.
DJ Thumbs turns around and looks at a picture of his family that he has on the wall. How many kids does he have? He's got like 12 fucking kids, man.
Don't you want your kids to know that their dad's a hero? Willing to live his truth?
The Wolfman in the window.
On his number of kids.
The Wolfman in the window licks his lips as he looks at DJ Thumbs.
Are you going to live your life in fear, DJ Thumbs, or are you going to embrace the slam music that's in your heart?
Give me another persuasion check.
Let the animal out.
10 or higher.
A 9.
Wait, no, I want to. No, I get to help, though.
Okay.
Seriously. Cool people, really?
13.
Okay, yes, you can have advantage for that. 13. He grits his monkey teeth. And he looks back at the picture of his family, and he tears it off the wall. And crumples it in his hand. And then he hits the button of that flashing that says slam on it. And all of a sudden, just...
I attack the floor again. With advantage.
Bring that slam music.
It's been cranked, baby.
You are going to attack again, not with advantage, just a regular... You are actually flanked right now, so you are not in a very good position at all.
15 plus 5. It's a dirty 20.
A dirty 20 is what we're looking for. Okay, roll damage.
6 plus 9.
All right. 6 plus 9. Okay. You smash your axe down into the glass dance floor. As that happens, the crowd dancing on it begins to sort of divide itself along the sort of rift as it splits all the way across, all the way going up. You see that crack begin to spiderweb out, and then the dance floor collapses into the peace font. And everyone standing in there falls down into the wellspring. The slam dancing hasn't stopped. People are now just sort of having a bit of a wet rave. Yeah. And you see that as they are doing so, they are sort of kicking up mud and silt in the bottom of these waters. And as that happens, the vibe in here starts to get kind of weird. The vibe in here continues to grow strange, stranger and stranger. You see, first of all, there's a cat in the water who all of a sudden realizes, like, hey, fuck this. I don't want to be in the water. And, oh, shit, there's three wolves here. I gotta get out of here. And the cat runs for it. Similarly, you see some of the animals start to act like animals again and begin to worm their way away. And then, like a wave, every animal in here comes to their senses as the wellspring is tainted, and the magic spell that is keeping everyone chill suddenly vanishes.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.